Both of them are quite, and both the through classes, so.
Let's all rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Certainly not for all. Okay, folks, first thing we have on the agenda today are the approval of the minutes from last week, and Chair entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Moved in second. Anybody have any changes or corrections to the minutes?
No.
Hearing none? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. New business engineering.
Good morning. Jeremy Grenard, city engineer. This morning, our first three, or our only three items, are in regard to the Lafayette Steel site road construction and intersection improvement project that the bids were opened for on December 16th. Our consultant, Locke Mueller, reviewed the bids and found Reith Riley to be the lowest responsive bidder. They're recommending that the board award the project to Reith Riley Construction in the amount of $2,636,814.78.
Chair entertain a motion to approve this notice of award on this project to Reith Riley.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Moved in second. Anybody have any questions about that award?
No.
Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Next, we have the contract with Reith Riley in the amount of $2,636,814.78, and we're recommending the board's approval.
Chair entertain a motion to approve the contract with Reith Riley on the same project.
So moved.
Moved and seconded. Jeremy, do you have any idea on the time frame of this? I mean, you're wanting to start immediately, but when the construction end date of all this is?
It's probably going to take the majority of the summer to get this in, so
by,
we're talking fall.
Fall of this
completion,
year?
Completion, yes.
Okay, all right. Any other questions on the contract?
No.
Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
And then next, we have notice to proceed effective immediately, and we're recommending that the board provide a notice to proceed to Reith Riley.
Chair entertain a motion to approve this notice to proceed on the same project.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy. Purchasing.
Good morning, Dave Payne, purchasing manager. I'm here to ask you to make some awards for the bids we opened last week for chemicals. And so I'll read them off. PVS Chemical Solutions for sodium bisulfite at $1.80 a gallon. Brentag Mid-South for hydrochloric acid at $1.78 for a 55-gallon drum. And sodium chloride for $364.70 per ton. Water Solutions Limited, Unlimited. Buffered muriatic acid for $110 for a 15-gallon drum. Sodium fluoride for $1.68 a pound. Ammonium sulfate for 67 cents a pound. And Chimera Water Solutions for ferric chloride for $2.14 a gallon. I do want to say, too, that Bell Rock Chemical was determined to have a non-responsive bid because the bid requires a 3% solubility, insoluble matter in sodium fluoride, and theirs was closer to 6 or 3.34 to 3.8. And so it contributes to problems in the vats at the water plant. So we did not accept that.
Yeah.
Or I'm asking you not to accept it. So I'd ask you to make these awards.
All right. So I appreciate that explanation, too, particularly if somebody is not compliant. So we have a notice of award for the chemicals that Dave just presented. Chair entertain a motion to approve those recommendations of award.
I'm moved.
Second?
Second.
Anybody have any questions?
No.
About that? Thank you very much. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thanks, Thank Dave. You. Thank you. Okay, next we have Lafayette Housing Authority.
Michelle Reynolds, Lafayette Housing Authority. I have an agreement between the Lafayette Housing Consortium and Habitat. This is for project number one for funds from project year 2025. This will be for 1412 Morton Street. This agreement authorizes up to $80,000 in funding to support the construction of a new home and provide direct home buyer assistance at 1412 Morton. The funding will be drawn from Habitat for their 2022, 2023, and 2025 home funds. Upon completion, this project will result in a newly constructed energy-efficient home for the qualified home buyer, contributing to the community's affordable housing goals. So we had leftover funds from 2022 and 2023 that we need to clean up, and then they're starting their 2025 funding cycle.
Okay. Excuse me. All right. Chair, entertain a motion to approve this project with Habitat for Humanity, project number one, for 1412 Morton Street.
So moved.
Second. Moved and second. Anybody have any questions? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Thanks.
Waterworks.
Morning.
Morning.
Steve Moore, Lafayette Waterworks. You have before you this morning updated master service agreement with Westler Engineering for 2026. This agreement establishes on-call task orders for waterworks projects. It will replace the original water on-call agreement that was originally signed in 2015, and I recommend for your approval.
Okay. Chair, entertain a motion to approve this agreement, on-call agreement with Westler Engineering for 2026.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Moving second. Steve, the difference between the 15 and the 26, is it anything in the terms of the agreement, or is it just the fees?
Well, Andrew Gordon's here with Westler. He can probably answer that better than me, but I think it may be just updated on costs of services.
Cost of services and the fee schedule?
Which is attached on that, so.
Okay.
I believe that's the difference. I'm not sure if it's.
Good morning.
Morning.
Andrew Gordon with Westler. That's correct. It's been over a decade since we've had an update to our on-call, so it's more or less just the update in the rates. We've had rate increases since then, and then the language is pretty much the same.
Okay. Thank you. And this is my question. Anybody else have any questions?
No. Thank you.
Same one.
Okay. Sure. Thank you very much. We have a motion, a second, to approve the agreement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Next, you have task order number one for the water on-call agreement with Westler Engineering for assisting with the preparation of design drawings and specifications to obtain permit approval by IDEM for switching disinfection methods at Canal Road Water Treatment Plant to add disinfection at both, and also to add disinfection at both of our booster pump stations. Waterworks has experienced frequent maintenance issues with our current system, which is an on-site sodium hypochlorite generation. It's a machine that does that. And we are planning to switch to a disinfection method. It is just a purchased product at 12.5% available. Sodium hypochlorite is a liquid product. It requires modifications to some of our equipment, but we plan to utilize as much of our existing equipment as possible to minimize the cost. Waterworks would also like to add disinfection at both the Columbian Park and the Murdoch Park booster stations, and this will help maintain better residuals throughout the system and gets it from the lower pressure zone out to the upper pressure zone. And I recommend this task order for your approval.
Okay. Chair, entertain a motion to approve the task order number one of the, I assume it's under the master agreement we just approved, right?
Yes.
Okay. For the on-call, for this service to improve or change the disinfectant for the system.
Yeah. Yes.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Moved and second.
So it's a new process, or it replaces an old one?
It replaces the old system. It's what we do at our Glick water treatment plant. So we purchase our sodium hypochlorite at 12.5% available chlorine, and we add that directly into the system. At Canal Road Treatment Plant, we take a salt brine solution, and we run it through a machine, and we deliver electrical charge that converts that brine solution into chlorine. And the machinery that does that conversion, we've had several maintenance issues. And the company that built the machine has gone out of business, and another company out of Texas has taken over the maintenance of that product. And it's fraught with failure and leaks, and we invest quite a bit of money in repairing it.
Yeah, I just didn't know if it was something you were required to do lately, but it's an ongoing, and you're just upgrading it.
Yeah. Well, to switch from what we're doing to that requires a permit from IDEM. So, yeah. And so, I mean, everything that we do, any change that we make requires that. So
well, that's why I asked, because of IDEM.
Yes, absolutely.
Is this a safer way to do it, too, than doing all the steps that you have to
do? I really don't think it's any safer. I mean, the I guess it would be the on-site sodium hypochlorite. It does generate. There's a possibility of gases that it could. So we do have sensors that detect those gases and stuff. So yes, I guess it could be safer. Yes.
So this will once you figure out what you're going to do here, how you're going to do it, right? This is what that contract's about for.
Yes.
How you're going to engineer the process?
Yes. So yeah, it requires some engineering services
So there'll be some capital expenses that are going to be necessary to make the improvements, right, at the end of the day?
Yes.
So does that come out of your depreciation fund?
Yes.
Or? Okay, that's where that comes from. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And this is a time and materials not to exceed based on the rates we just approved?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Other questions? And we have a motion, a second, to approve this task order number one. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Should have done this before we did the new rate.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yes. I agree. I think that's it.
No, it's not.
I have one more, Donna.
Yeah.
And I'm missing it here.
It's the lead. The lead service line extension
of
time.
It slipped out of my clipboard here, so I think so.
Well, it's all this is an extension of time frame of the lead service.
Yes, it is. It extends. Well, I can look at it on my phone real quick if you can bear with me a moment. I'm sorry about that. Well, my phone's not cooperating.
Steve, I'd be happy to read this.
If you would. I apologize for that. I don't know how it slid out on my little clipboard here, but
this is
I know what it is, but I don't have it.
This is amendment number one to Westlore's engineering contract for lead services line. The fees were estimated to be a six-month construction project. It's going to go on beyond that, so we're trying to extend it now to April. I'm sorry. April 26th. This actually said, April 26th is what it says. So that's really a three-month extension of the contract.
Absolutely.
No cost difference, just the completion of the contract.
It just extends that, their services that they have to provide to get us through that. So.
Okay. You've given us a good summary here. So, Chair intended motion to approve this contract extension for Westler for the lead service line replacement.
Second?
Second.
Any further questions? Any questions on that?
Just how far along is the, what's left to do? I mean, we've
replaced about, I looked this morning, 468 and of the 867.
Okay.
And so there's, as it said in that document that I didn't have with me this morning, that there was some delays in materials in the beginning of the project, which extended it out beyond its estimated completion time.
Great.
But other than that, it's gone pretty smoothly. There's been some issues, as Jackie could attest to, with obtaining rights of entries and stuff like that. There's a lot of moving pieces in this whole project, but
could have been worse. Or
could have been better. Some things could have been better. Some things could have been a lot worse. So I think overall, it's gone pretty well. I think the next phase, and Jackie would probably agree, we anticipate maybe a little smoother because we learned some things with this first phase. You know, Lafayette's one of the first cities in Indiana to jump on this project, so. Which give us the availability of some of the SRF funding and stuff like that. So we were well positioned to get started. So we learned a lot too in the first phase that we'll carry into future phases.
Great, thank you for doing all this.
Yeah,
yeah. We need to. Our marketing people need to talk about that. By the way, we're the first city to do this.
We weren't the first, but we were one of the first. We were one of the top echelon of people doing this work,
which is a big deal for people.
It is a big deal.
Pipe removal is a huge deal. Okay. We have a motion, a second, to approve this amendment number one of this contract with Westlore. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Okay, thanks.
Again, apologize for not being better prepared. Thank you.
All right. I think next we have claims.
We do have claims.
Yes, we do.
Jeremy Deal, City Controller. The Controller's Office has reviewed claims totaling $9,388,607.47, and I request the board's approval.
Chair, entertain a motion to approve the claims.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. We have lots of questions today, okay, Steve? Or Jeremy? Lots of questions.
Sure, yeah.
Anybody have any questions?
No. Don't have any.
None, okay.
Are you disappointed, Jeremy?
Well, never mind.
No, the bulk of this are payroll transactions.
That's exactly right. Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the claims. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's our agenda for today. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Yeah, that lets her.